Five, four, three, two, one. I'm John Miglosh for the WDMA. We're going to be talking about mail today. Lumpy mail. But first, we're going to hear from Best Postcards, Andrew Ettinger. Here we go.
You're going to existing clients, prospects, radius mailers. It is the only medium that 100% of the people have to see it. Even if they think it's junk, take it, look at it, throw it out. Because you're not in the market today, but you might be in the market in 3 months, and you've received that mail 3-4 months in a row. And then, obviously, after you get a prospect, they now become part of your existing client list. And so if that guy did a tune-up, we obviously don't want him to do a tune-up or do a drain clog or something that's going to turn into a sewer replacement or AC replacement and go to somebody else and pay-per-click. So for 55 cents, for $6 a year, you can mail to a client all year long. And when he does do that job, you will get it.
Okay. Now, the headline on here says, mail doesn't throw itself away, but he didn't mention it in the video. But that someone has to physically touch it, read it, and toss it in the bin. Now, Andrew supports the WDMA pretty well. He's one of our best. And so I'm not going to call him out on taking my favorite line, but I did come up with that line on a DM Club of New York City lunch and learn about a year and a half ago. I think it was in July of 2023 or 2022. And so if you've heard me enough, you know that mail doesn't throw itself away. And you have to look at it and you have to make a decision. It has to go to a decision maker. It has to get delivered. And they have to make a decision whether to keep it. And so it gets in your brain. And that's one of the big advantages of mail. But I appreciate that Andrew mentioned it. I just wanted to talk about this article from Total Retail. Amazon removing just walkout tech from its fresh grocery stores. And here I'm thinking, oh boy, Amazon finally made a mistake. I wondered about that, just walk out the door. I wonder what unforeseen consequences there'd be of that. You know, would people just be stealing stuff that you didn't have them on file, or what would happen? So here's people just walking through the little bars, getting scanned. Joe Keegan writes, the company's well-known technology lets customers pay for items without standing in line and sends them receipts afterwards. So I'm thinking, okay, they tore it out of the stores and put cash registers back. No, he says, now it will be replaced by smart carts that allow customers to skip the checkout line and also see their spending in real time. You notice this lady's, you know, lugging the bag out the door? And I don't see many people with more than one or two items, so, but maybe they'd like to have more than one or two items. Maybe they'd like to have the cart and go that route. Anyway, this change was not dictated by unforeseen consequences, except feedback the retailer was receiving from its customers. Amazon Fresh customers wanted the ability to easily find nearby products and deals. I don't know how that cart navigates you, but apparently does, and know how much money they saved while shopping throughout the store. Features that weren't available with the just walkout technology, which sent you a receipt after the fact. And so smart carts would seem to be a happy marriage between the features consumers want while also offering the benefits of automation, cost savings that the retailers value. I think the customers value it too. Anyway, so Amazon is not revamping their stores. They are just offering more features, not less, to the just walkout technology. Okay, now over to the lumpy mail. Looking to get the attention of high-level decision makers, lumpy mail may be the way. I remember back in the 70s getting a little tube mailer about this big, and inside when you opened it was a little robot, and he had his hands like this, and he would walk across the desk. You have to wind him up. And inside was, and his hands were a scroll, and the scroll said, come to the equipment manufacturer show in Boston, or whatever it said. I don't remember what it said, and I didn't go to the show because I was, you know, just a lowly employee at the time, but I do remember the little robot. I always liked that mailer. What a great mailer. Anyway, lumpy mail or bulky mail is sending a dimensional package to a prospect or client that is thicker than the common letter, usually packed inside a thicker mail piece or box. Okay, so that one was inside of a little sort of a cut-down tube. Why does lumpy mail work? Unlike a flat mail that can be discarded easily into the trash bin, like Andrew said, by executives or their assistants. That's one of the troubles with B2B. Most executives get their mail screened. Okay, but assistants are usually unlikely to take out the package that came for the executive. Might be something he ordered online, right? You don't know. So a package inherently has more value than any kind of letter mail that you could, unless it's a check, of course. Okay, so bulky mail often makes it past the screening process. Also, the executive is more likely to spend time with it, looking it over, seeing what it, you know, making that robot walk across the thing. And here's a few examples of affected lumpy mail pieces, okay? And it's funny, they don't have the byline up at the top, so let's go down to the bottom first and say who this is from. This is from Megan Nicholson over at Shuttle Strauss. There it is. And I get her regular blog stuff, but I especially like lumpy mail. So this is an important one for me. Okay, back to this thing. So here's a lollipop, and the idea is this is Epic Specialty Benefits. So it's a benefits that they'll, what the idea is they'll quote you a benefits package. It's as easy as taking candy from a baby, and they give you a big lollipop, okay? Just thicker. You know, I get pen mailers every now and then that have a great, they're just a little thicker, and they have like bubble wrap that the pen sits in. And so it's just a thicker mailer. They're not that expensive, and can easily show off the latest pen. I have a whole collection of Miglosh marketing pens that I've gotten over the years from that company. I wonder what the company is. It's National Pen, maybe. Okay, here's one that looks like a recycle bin, and this is from a software company that says you should recycle your software contract. We have better deals now, and get in touch with us. Okay, nice fancy package. Shuttle Strauss does a lot of this stuff. Okay, here's one where they offer to buy you a tailored shirt if you'll listen to their pitch about how they can tailor hardware and software solutions to meet a business need. Okay, here's one about feel the difference. They actually mail a piece of carpet. Now, not every bulky mail works, I have to say. You know, I was working with a company that made tie down straps for semi trailers, and they had a mailer that looked like a ransom note, but it was very effective and got a lot of business. Okay, and so they thought, well, if my crazy sloppy looking mailer does well, what could professional designers do? And so we put together a mailer, all very elegant and small type and lots of white space. The designer did it. This is, I think, before he knew much about direct mail, and we actually had cut samples of the strapping material. And it bombed. It just bombed. And I think it was just because it looked too expensive. So you got to be a little careful about this. It doesn't always make sense to make an expensive mailer. The other point is that, and here's one for a pre-convention where it has a chapstick and some other stuff in it for your convention needs and come to our booth. Here's a one with a photo coaster and two packages of hot cocoa toward the end of the year. They said these are expensive packages, so you maybe only want to get to a really good list. Well, that's always true. The better the list, the more you can afford to put in it. But the truth is that also there's a very – because these are so custom, you can – you know, it's not like a printing press where if you print 100, there's really an expensive cost for setup. But if you print 100,000 – the price just plummets. Okay, that's the way normal direct mail works. Okay, but in dimensional mail, if you can find a standard package by a specialty house, oftentimes you can do them for a pretty fixed price, no matter how many, you know, no matter what's how small your quantity is, especially if they don't have to be imprinted with your logo. Okay, so there's a lot of ideas floating around. I'm running out of time. Have a great day. Like and share. Your friends will know you're smart. Bye-bye.